Aging. Many people fear it, many people fight it. If you turn to almost any channel on television, you'll find older women attempting to cloak themselves in youth. Age is seen as a deficit. But for some, like Buddhist nun Tenzin Palmo, we should be more concerned with how our minds age.
We spend so much time cleaning our externals, the house, making it beautiful and decorated, making our bodies beautiful and decorated. And the real place where we live, and the one thing which we take with us everywhere, is our mind. I mean, most people's minds basically are junk heaps. And so if we put some effort into cultivating the mind, beautifying the mind, rejuvenating the mind, getting our minds and our hearts into some real order and beauty, then our life would have meaning.
That's Tenzin Palmo. She's one of nearly 20 women interviewed for the film Get Real, Wise Women Speak, which airs tonight on WKAR-TV. And joining us today on Current State to discuss the value of aging is the documentary's director, writer, and producer Joni Kimberlin. Hi, Joni.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about your decision to make this film. What clinched that decision?
You know, I was just, I think, really driven to show a more authentic portrayal of women, because just looking around and seeing what's coming in through the media, especially with these reality shows that are just absolutely not real, I was getting disgusted at the way women of any age or stage are portrayed, but especially older women. So I went searching for modern-day wise women.
And a part of the negativity surrounding this phenomenon, language always has something to do with it, right? I mean, words like, I don't know, hag, various other words really are part of the negativity surrounding language. According to the film, these words did not always elicit resistance. When did the wise old woman become the hag?
You know, I did look somewhat into the history of it, but it is not my specialty. But I know that centuries and centuries ago, the words hag and crone did, as you say, have very positive connotations. For instance, hag, which most women would dread to be called a hag,
yeah,
that meant the wise one or the holy one. And crone came from words that meant the crowning time or the crowning most auspicious years of your life. And what's really interesting is in almost every single culture, if you go back and look at the traditional literature, wisdom is almost always represented as female. Of course, many of us are, you know, saying no surprise there. But you know, the thing is that was the reality, and I think it's still the reality. It's just a perception that's skewed. And I wanted to use the media to change that negative perception and really bring some authenticity to bear on what are the really fantastic, fabulous lives that older women are leading and the huge contributions that they're making and that they have to make.
It was obviously important for you to have a really wide variety of women in your film. We see women from all different kinds of backgrounds, researchers and actresses and Nobel Peace Prize winners. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we wanted a really rich mosaic to really represent what's out there. And one of the fun parts of the film is a local dance teacher near where I live in Connecticut. And, you know, she's not famous. She's our every woman. And she can still do the splits, full-on splits, in her early 80s. She lost her husband to a long illness. And then she went on Yahoo Personals, and that's where she got her boyfriend. And her picture was of herself posing with her Tai Chi sword. So she's just completely, you know, a spunky woman living life to the fullest. And then we have Jane Fonda, we have Della Reese, we have the spiritual activist Marianne Williamson, we have a well-known poet, Nikki Giovanni. So it really runs the spectrum of all different kinds of women, but the one thing they have in common is that they're all propelled by this really an inner fire to step up to plate with that wisdom and that experience and to really try and make their world a better place.
The dancer you're referring to, I believe her name is Roberta Pollard, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Now, was she always like that, Joni, or did she become that person over time?
Well, I think she had those you know, definitely seeds of spunkiness in her personality. But she did say something very interesting. She said, you know, after she lost her husband, and then she, you know, these are words that you think you don't say at this stage of life. She was a grandmother, but she said she had to decide what she wanted to do with her life. You know, what do I want to do when I grow up? You know, you're still saying that. This journey never ends. And she said, like, she really felt at that point completely on her own, I'm all grown up now. And she made the choice to, she said, you know, you can't just sit around and mope and whine. We all have losses by this stage of life, you know, sometimes big, terrible, horrible losses. And you've just got to get out there and, you know, meet new people, find new things to do, and, you know, really find out what your own passions are.
It's so important to look ahead as opposed to look. Aren't we at risk when we spend too much time looking backward as opposed to forward?
Absolutely. You know, every single one of us is on a journey, and those journeys are made up of stages. And the thing is, you can't really enjoy where you are in your journey now if you're trying to hold on to something in the past. And I think a lot of women get stuck there. Instead of celebrating, you know, this is where I am now with this wisdom and experience and, you know, love to give and energy. As Della Reese says, we still have so much energy. And they're just letting this negative media baloney come in, and they're focusing on their wrinkles and, you know, and I don't look like this anymore and no one's going to want to hear me. And so you're right. You know, it's just so important to be really authentic where you are right now.
Who is this film for? I mean, are you hoping that young girls see this and lose any apprehension of aging, or that older women see it and embrace their age, or both, or what?
Well, that's just music to my ears, because we really do want to reach out to younger women, and that's one of my goals, is to get it into the educational market. You know, we're playing in much of the country on PBS this month, but I know that a lot of women my age, I'm speaking to the choir, and they do need to be empowered, and I do want them to step up to plate. But one of the most heartwarming experiences of making this film is going to film festivals and having younger women come up to me with tears in their eyes, and they're saying, we want everyone our age to see this. And I'm talking about 20-somethings and college students. And they really need to know that there's this whole landscape to life, and that life really does just get better. So we created the film in a way that we thought it would engage the attention, hold the attention of a younger person. And now we just have to get it to them.
What did you take away as the auteur of this whole project? What did you take away personally from making this film?
Oh, my Lord, I get constant inspiration. And, you know, I have to say, I was on my own journey, obviously, as I made the film. It was at least 5 years. And during that course of time, I lost my own wise woman. You know, my mother went into hospice, and of course, I was so busy making a film and having children and then flying back and forth to care for my mother. And during that time is when I was working on the edit, and I had all the wisdom of these, you know, 20-plus women that we interviewed just really lifting me up and propelling me along. And daily, something that one of them said comes to me. For instance, Della Reese said, if you're making this transition without something deeper, then you grieve for what you left behind. You know, you grieve for the loss of your youth and your youthful looks. But she said, if you have something deeper, then you can make this transition successfully and with joy. So, you know, while I made the film, I think that's an important time in a woman's life, my own age, approaching 50 and now in my 50s, and suddenly those wrinkles are really there for me. And it's really wonderful to have that tape playing over and over in my head of Della Reese saying, you know, you really have to have something deeper. And it refocuses me on a daily basis.
Joni Kimberlin is the director and producer of the film Get Real, Wise Women Speak. That documentary airs tonight on WKAR-TV. Joni Kimberlin, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.